Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and every week our colleagues from the Straits Times join us to talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. Now, job vacancies in Singapore rose to an all-time high of 92,100 in June.
And according to the Ministry of Manpower, this was driven by border restrictions and manpower demand in growth sectors. At the same time, tight COVID-19 curbs in the second quarter of 2021 also saw retrenchments rise slightly compared with the first quarter.
To find out more about the Manpower Ministry's latest labour market report, we're joined on the line by Jolene Ung, journalist at The Straits Times. Jolene, thanks for joining us this Friday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. So let's talk about that record high in job vacancies, that increase in retrenchments and easing resident unemployment were noted in the report. Can you give us an overview of the figures and how they tie together given the current labour landscape?
Right, let's start with the job vacancies. Mm-hmm. Over 92,000 job vacancies in June. And this exceeded the last high of over 68,000 in March. So this figure means that there were actually 163 job openings for every 100 unemployed persons in June. And this ratio has actually increased to above 1 for the first time since March 2019. And at the same time, retrenchments rose slightly compared with the first quarter, from about 2,270 to 2,340. Now, one would expect that higher job vacancies could mean lower retrenchments, because why would employers retrench when they are struggling to hire? Yeah, but experts have explained that these figures could be an indicator of job and sectoral mismatches, because workers who are retrenched cannot seamlessly adapt and assimilate to just any next available job opening, because it takes time to train them and to help them adapt to the role.
All right, Jolene, so what's driving the high job vacancy rates and the higher retrenchments as well? Can you give us, details of sectors that you're tracking?
Sure. The increase in vacancies was driven mainly by demand for manpower in both sectors. So this includes professional services and information and communications. So these sectors saw high vacancy rates for PMETs. And at the same time, ongoing border restrictions, like you mentioned earlier, have affected the availability of manpower in sectors such as construction and manufacturing. So these two are sectors that typically have a higher reliance on non-resident workers, so they are affected by the border restrictions. And vacancies in these sectors have also already been climbing steadily in previous quarters. Now, on the retrenchment front, the MOM said yesterday that they were mostly due to restructuring and reorganization.
Okay, Jolene, so let's talk about those retrenchment numbers. What measures are firms taking to keep retrenchment numbers low, or should they be taking to keep retrenchment numbers low?
Yes, so more employers have been making temporary adjustments to manage the excess manpower so that they can avoid having to retrench people. Mm-hmm. So these measures include short work weeks or temporary layoffs, and majority of the affected employees who were placed on these measures were mostly in the food and beverage services, air transport and support services, and retail trade. So these were all industries hit hard by COVID-19, and their roles were mainly in clerical, sales and service.
We're talking to Jolene Ang, journalist at The Straits Times, about the job numbers in Singapore and retrenchments as well. Jolene, overall, the total employment fell by 16,200 in Q2 of this year. Now, this decline reverses the uptick of over 12,000 in Q1. So do these patterns indicate a worrying labor market?
No, I wouldn't really say so.
No.
So
okay.
The total employment numbers include the non-residents as well as the residents, which comprise of Singapore citizens as well as the permanent residents. So if you look at the numbers, actually resident employment grew, although it was at a slower rate. But the total employment declined because non-resident employment fell very sharply. And this isn't really that surprising because, like we mentioned earlier, factors like border restrictions affect the ability of non-residents to come in Singapore to work. So So I think that when the worst of the pandemic blows over and these restrictions are lifted, we can probably expect to see better trends.
Okay, so you're expecting to see that perhaps in the third quarter of this year?
I think that in the different sectors, you'll see a different pace of recovery. So sectors like tourism and aviation-related sectors will probably see a slower recovery. But the outward-oriented sectors like manufacturing and wholesale trade, they have strong growth prospects due to the rebound in global demand. So I think we can expect an uneven labour market recovery in the coming months.
Jolene, one last thing. There was also a survey out this week on Tuesday, in fact, and it said that more than one in three employers in July expect to hire more this coming October to December period. Can you give us an overview of this?
Yes, sure. Actually, the survey results were quite equal. So although 35% surveyed said that they expect to hire more, another 37% said they intend to scale down hiring activity. So I think from these results, we can see that the outlook really depends on, you know, which sectors we are looking at. For example, the weakest hiring outlook was reported by employers in the services sector at -29%, while those in the finance, insurance and real estate industries were more confident in hiring. So in general, I think we can expect the labor market recovery to continue for the second half of the year, but in an uneven manner across sectors.
Okay, Jolene, well, thanks so much for joining us this Friday evening to share that analysis of the latest Manpower Ministry's labour market report. We've been speaking with Jolene Ng, journalist at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.